This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Tuesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, whatever issues on your mind. 800-259-9231. So, coming up still, we got cops who are photographed partying with teenage girls. Not so good.
That's not good for the promotion letter.
Let's see. Also, vouchers. We'll talk to you about how it is that they could be dangerous. Man, which the reason I'm even bringing this up is because you're kind of a fan of vouchers.
I like to see us move towards freedom. And I believe that vouchers are a step towards freedom.
We will find out about that. Also, Homeland Security, they're keeping us safe. This time they've gone after a T-shirt vendor. We'll give you the details on that as well. But actually, let's start things off with an email that we sold last hour. This one from one of our younger listeners. He says, his name is Brian. He says, hey, recently I found your podcast through Podcast Alley, and I've been listening to it every day for the past few weeks.
Awesome.
I'm in high school, and I'm new to the idea of libertarianism. He says, from listening to your podcast, I found that I already have libertarian viewpoints on many issues. And by the way, Brian, there are a lot of people that are like that. There are a lot of people that think the way that we do, but they just didn't know that other people thought that way. Because in popular culture, on the news shows and all that, they only show you the left and the right. And they ignore everyone else. But really, there are a lot of people out there in America, I would say at least 20% of America, that believe strongly the way that we do, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else.
It's because the politicians and the media are enamored with power.
Yep.
You know, and there's no power in libertarianism for anyone to gain.
No, everything's voluntary.
Yeah, the only power is over yourself, responsibility for yourself.
So he says he found out he already has libertarian viewpoints on many issues from listening to us, and I've been converted to a libertarian viewpoint on other issues. Nevertheless, the reason that I write is to ask your libertarian opinion on a couple of issues that I've pondered while listening to your show. The first is a question regarding a hypothetical situation in libertarian utopia.
Hey, I love Liberty Land questions.
Say, for instance, that a person steals a great sum of money from another individual or business. Could be embezzlement, outright robbery, etc. However, by the time the criminal's discovered, he's spent all the money, has no major assets, and no income. In this scenario, how would the victim be repaid and the criminal punished? Well, it depends on the libertarian you ask.
It does precisely depend on that, but I think that Ian and I are of accord on this.
I kind of like the restitution idea.
Yeah.
This is probably the most acceptable version of libertarian answers on this. Just in a nutshell, the person that robbed the money, mm-hmm. if caught and proven,
yeah.
tried and proven to be guilty, then he would be required to pay restitution.
And he would probably go to a prison and pay that restitution from there.
Right.
In all likelihood, the convicts in that prison would work for a minimum for some sort of wages if they
Correct.
Chose to work.
And the wages that they would work for would go to a variety of different places. They would go to the prison itself to help pay for the prison, because I don't want to pay for this stuff.
I prefer not to too.
Right. So this would be a big change from what we have today. You know, today, the taxpayers pay for the prisons, and the more people that the government puts in prison, the more money that they get from the taxpayers. Whereas in a more libertarian prison system, the prison itself would have to sustain itself. It would have to be run on a more business-like basis. And so, therefore, the prisoners themselves would have a chunk of their paycheck taken out to cover the cost of room and board. Another chunk of their paycheck would be taken out to go to restitution, and another chunk might actually be taken out and put in a savings account for the individual, so when they get out, they can have a little bit of a nest egg.
I don't particularly support that, honestly. The money should go. I don't think the money should go to savings for the convict for when they get out. I think that until the restitution's paid off,
uh-huh.
at which point, that's fine.
Right.
I'm just saying that
this would give them more of a reason to want to actually work, because then they would actually have something else after they get out, as opposed to...
Well, there's the eating and place to sleep thing.
Well, yes. If they didn't eat and if they didn't want to work, then they wouldn't really get fed. So that would be... Anyway, that's one option. There are mm-hmm. some other options. A modification of that is that the individual would be able to choose which prison that they were to go to. That way, prisons could sort of essentially compete for the prisoners. Instead of just having a judge assign you to a prison, which may or may not be that great. I mean, there are some prisons today that are better than others. There are some prisons that have rules that are a little stricter, rules that are a little little less strict, but you don't get to choose in general when you get sentenced these days. In this case, prisons might actually try to recruit prisoners to their particular prison. Well, hey, come here. You know, we'll cut you a percentage of your paycheck to your own account. That might be a reason why you'd want to choose one of those prisons. Or, you know, we'll give you some, we have classes that we can offer you that could teach you how to be a chef and that sort of thing. Who knows what sort of things the marketplace could come up with to attract these convicts.
That theory just amazes me, but I can't find any fault with it.
Okay.
As long as they're maintained in, you know, custody, care, and control.
Right, because the only thing that should be coming down from the bench, as far as the decision of the judge and the jury, should be the amount of restitution.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think? I mean, that's here's what you need to pay back.
Well, I think there should be a punishment prescribed, but I think that punishment is separation from society, and, you know, no prison's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, cutting off their TV or giving them TV, poppycock. Nonsense.
Okay, so let's continue on here. So he asked us about the prison issues, as the other question brings us back to our current political system. And by the way, Brian, if you really want to get into some nutty areas of just theory on this, go look for voluntarist answers to prison and punishment. Then things get really interesting. But anyway, he says, the other question brings us back to our current political system. What's your position on the death penalty? By this, I'm referring to someone convicted of such a crime as murder, rape, etc. Should we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to sustain this person in the prison system for the rest of their life, or give them the death penalty? If the death penalty, what can be said about those dealt death and later found innocent? Furthermore, how would your solution differ in the previously mentioned libertarian utopia? If a life sentence is your answer, then who would fund it, being that there's little or no government? So we addressed actually the death penalty on the weekend show on the Saturday show. You can go and review that at freetalklive.com to get more details. But in essence, it just goes back to what we were just talking about. A privately funded prison system, a voluntarily funded prison system, would be the answer there. If somebody has a life sentence, then they're going to have to keep themselves alive, or they could appeal to charity, which is another option. You know, for instance, if they didn't want to do any of the work, if they wanted to be a stick in the mud and not actually pay back the restitution that they owe the person, then they're either going to starve to death, or they'll have to appeal to some sort of prisoner charity in order to pay for their food and their room and board and that sort of thing.
It seems to me that people, currently we have a life sentence to life itself. I mean, people are motivated to eat, gain housing, you know, all those things that we do in the outside world. I think that prisoners would be motivated to earn money, to eat, have housing. I'm not so sure how the housing thing would work. It would seem like the prison would have to provide housing one way or the other. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, who knows? Maybe they just provide a fence with some people with guns on the outside of it. Who knows? But I wouldn't. I don't see why the state should be responsible for paying for it when the convict should, in most cases, be able to work.
Indeed.
Some way or another.
And as we pointed out on Saturday night show, death penalty, not so great. For the reason that Brian just gave, for the reason that innocent people have been put to death over the years. How do we know that? Well, because innocent people have been, people who are on death row have been exonerated of their charges. They've been vindicated and shown that, no, indeed, you have not committed this crime. We're sorry. You've just spent the last 10 years of your life on death row. Okay, we're going to let you out now.
122 of them since 1971.
Yeah.
But, you know, when somebody's on death row, there's impetus to find out whether or not they're innocent. Once somebody's been executed, there is no impetus any longer to find out whether or not they're innocent. So we don't have any idea how many. We just know that there have been like 1,000 people killed in the United States since 1971.
Wow.
And there have been 122 released from death row.
So what percentage
somehow
of the
I doubt
thousands?
Very seriously we haven't killed somebody who's innocent.
I'm sure we've killed someone in it. What percentage, though, is the question. We'll never know.
Would 1% be acceptable?
No. No, it wouldn't. 800-259-9231. So, Brian, the newly libertarian teenager, thanks for the email. We certainly appreciate that. Coming up, vouchers. Talk about a man which is a fan. I am not. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Bring up, well, whatever you want. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams available there for you. Broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, Manwich, when it comes to making us more free in this country, I'll support incremental steps.
Yes, if I hear you will.
If there's a step that's going to give us more freedom, less tyranny, less government, I'll support it. However, there are some things that are being proposed as incremental steps that I really don't know if they're going to be doing much, if anything at all. In fact, they might actually hurt us more than they help. Although they're being proposed as being a step in the right direction. One of those examples might be the so-called fair tax.
And it should be interesting to point and counterpoint my arguments for vouchers against my arguments against the fair tax. So it should be should be kind of interesting.
Well, I don't really want to talk about the fair tax.
No, but I'm just going to kind of look at that while I do it, because I know that I do see. Not support the fair tax.
Well, actually, this the article that I have isn't specifically about vouchers, but what it points out is how vouchers could actually hurt the people that they intend to help. Now, the vouchers are, okay, that's a little dishonest. Vouchers aren't intending to help the private schools beyond giving them money. So the way vouchers are proposed to work is that people pay money in their property taxes, mm-hmm. and some kids, you know, parents would like to send their kids to better schools, so therefore they get a voucher from the state government, and instead of going to the public school, they can take that voucher and spend it at an approved private school.
Right. It doesn't change the fact that, you know, sending kids to school on the taxpayer dole is, in fact, welfare. But it does
Correct.
Change that the school system is, it would, it proposes, purports to change that the school system is an inefficient mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no amount of money is going to fix it. So perhaps competition will.
And the idea being that as the public schools, as the government schools are losing students to the privately run institutions, that they would get a little bit better, right? That's the idea there, that, oh, no, we're losing all of our students and our money, so therefore maybe we should change a bit and
right.
maybe become a little more modernized and become more effective.
Well,
that's the idea.
Sure, that's what companies do when their sales go down. They either they figure out what their problem is, get better, or die.
However, good companies don't take subsidies from the federal government
right.
or from their state government, and that's what a voucher is. It's a subsidy, per student subsidy, for a private school. And the one thing that I have always said about vouchers is that it will become a method of control for the government to control the private schools. And here's an example of exactly how it will work. Washington, this week, the Supreme Court, this from the Chicago Sun-Times, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously on Monday that the government can force colleges to open their campuses to military recruiters, despite university objections to the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays. Justices rejected a free speech challenge from law schools and professors who claimed that they should not have to associate with military recruiters or promote their campus appearances. The decision was a setback for universities that have become the latest battleground over the military policy allowing gay men and women to serve only if they keep their sexual orientation to themselves. The ruling does not, however, answer broader questions about the policy itself. Challenges are pending that could eventually reach the high court in regards to the gay issue. That's not what this is about. What this is about is how it's, by the way, an 8-0 decision upholding a federal law that says universities must give the military the same access as other recruiters or forfeit federal money.
Yeah.
So here's how it works. This is how it works for anybody taking federal money, whether it be your state government or a school, or in this case, translate this down to state money. So you've got a state with a voucher system. They're paying a private school to take kids. You don't think that the state's going to just give them money, do you? You don't think there's not going to be some sort of list of requirements that comes along with those funds? You better believe that there's a list of state requirements. Well, listen up here, Mr. Private School Owner. You want to get our money? We'll give you money, but you're going to have to do this and this and this and allow military recruiters in and have this kind of milk in your cafeteria, and it's going to and have code hooks up on the wall. I mean, they could have any amount of micromanagement, any level of control that they want to. It's money. They get to hold it out like a carrot on a stick in front of these private schools, and who doesn't want an extra few grand a year per student or whatever it is that they're paying out? So therefore, these schools will make changes. It may be a list of what seem to be reasonable changes up front. Maybe just minor things. Well, you need to add this curriculum, you need to accept this kind of student, whatever. Well, down the line, we know, man, which of those things can change. We know that as time goes on, government programs grow, they modify, they get bigger, they get more intrusive, more oppressive. And by that time, these schools will be embroiled in this system. They'll be taking all this money, and then they'll find that they don't want to make these changes, but at the same time, they also don't want to lose the students, and they don't want to lose the money, so they're caught between a rock and a hard place. So this is a concrete example of how it is that the voucher system will destroy the private schools that accept the money.
You know, you make a great point. In fact, that you can be certain that either the feds or the state or the county or somebody, and if not all of them, will want to have their rules imposed if they, you know, they're doling out the money that they rightfully stole mm-hmm. from the taxpayer. You know, now it's theirs and they get to say. Now, you absolutely make a great point.
Uh-huh.
But what I believe will happen here is even if you have schools that have to have coat hooks all in the same place and have to teach how to apply a condom to a cucumber and all whatever level of rules they have,
yeah.
there'll still be competition if people can choose with the voucher system. There may only be two or three choices.
But
honestly, in the real world, we only have two or three choices most of the time anyway, unless you go to Walmart looking for shampoo, in which case you'll see a baffling array of choices.
Uh-huh.
But it's pretty much all people get to choose from anyway.
I see what
choices.
I see what you're saying in that there's still going to be some sort of element of competition added.
And I got a second point. And secondly, we could get lucky in one of the 50 states or two of the 50 states. They might actually write into the law. It's not like it's an amendment or anything. It's just a law they would have to write that says that the state is not allowed to mandate.
Yeah, right.
It could happen. And if
in a fantasy land,
well, people are pushing for vouchers. If they're smart in the way they push for vouchers, it could perhaps happen.
If it happens, you can tell me about it, because I don't think that it will.
I agree. It seems unlikely.
I agree with your point that it will introduce some level of competition. It'll be a minor amount, but it might be enough to knock somebody into line in the government system. However, I don't think it's worth it. The loss of sovereignty on the part of these private schools, I don't think that the small element of competition introduced to the government schools is worth these private companies, these private groups, losing their freedoms to run their schools how they want to.
Well, the sovereignty won't be lost of the private schools that don't want to lose it. If they want to teach their Catholic religion or they want to teach,
They wouldn't have to take the vouchers.
As a matter of fact, whatever schools did take the vouchers might be mandated not to teach this stuff, but teach religion,
right.
Which is, you know, that it's still...
I just have a problem with turning private schools into government schools. That's essentially what you're doing. You're muddling the entire selection for your government program, and I think it's kind of scary. And
currently,
there is
no selection. You either pay to go to a private school, or you take what the government gives you in the public school.
I wish that all these people supporting vouchers would instead support some sort of massive civil disobedience plan of not paying property taxes and just demanding that the government schools be put a stop to them. Just end it. Why do we insist on keeping them around? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com or call 1-800-625-9039. That's 1-800-625-9039 today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up any issue, whatever's on your mind goes. It is your show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our listener map there for you. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to our international map of listenership. Over 900 of our listeners are on the map so far, and you can be in there as well. You just go to map.freetalklive.com, punch up your location, add in your name, photo of yourself if you wish, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be on the map at map.freetalklive.com. Talking about vouchers, let's go to the phones and to the fun to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Luke.
I used to think vouchers was a step in the right direction, and it was gonna, it wasn't good, but it was a step in the right direction. Now I don't believe that anymore.
Why?
Because I thought about it, and the economics of it is the problem with vouchers is that it's a fixed amount of money that you're giving to every parent, so the schools will just automatically raise their prices to meet that fixed amount of money, and they have no incentive. You know, we're going to have the same problem that we have in the healthcare industry, where people have no incentive to save their money, so they'll spend, whatever the government gives them, and the schools will have no incentive to lower their money. In fact, most likely, they'll raise their prices to above the voucher value, because the parents are willing to pay a certain amount above and beyond that in order to get their kid a good education.
Wouldn't you think that the state would require that the schools, if they are going to accept vouchers, that they can't charge more than the amount on the vouchers? That's a typical kind of a price control that the state has enacted in other areas of the economy. Why wouldn't they do that with vouchers?
Well, I suppose they could do that.
I don't see why it would matter. As far as I'm concerned, if a school wants to charge a little more so that a student can come there, that's fine. Luke, what my point on this would be is you can certainly say that because of the government's meddling that healthcare costs have skyrocketed. But you can't say that healthcare delivery, quality of healthcare has diminished.
Oh, yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It would be much better if the government wasn't around.
I will admit to you that you would see better health, better quality in anything if the government doesn't meddle in it. But you can't. But the healthcare system is very good. You can get whatever you want done in the United States of America. It is amazing.
No, you can't. Not if it hasn't been approved by the FDA.
God, shut up.
Well, don't make blanket statements like that, and I'll shut up.
What I'm saying is that we have the best healthcare in the world.
I don't know if that's true either. I don't know if that's true.
And what you're going to have is you're going to have great schools because they're competing against each other for those dollars, even if the dollars are fixed. You will not have prices come down.
Have you had healthcare recently?
What?
Have you been in the healthcare system recently? It's not that great, Manwich. And I don't really know if you're telling the truth when you claim it's the best in the world.
Of course you would doubt that.
I guess.
I bet you it is.
Well, okay. If somebody out there knows better, please inform us. 1-800-259-9231. Luke?
I think you guys kind of missed my point. What's going to happen is that, okay, even if it is a fixed amount and the parents aren't allowed to pay more than the voucher amount, which seems kind of silly to me, but even if that were the case, what the schools are going to do, they're all going to raise their price to that amount, okay? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, all the news people and everybody, all the politicians are going to be like, oh no, the price of education is going up. So then the next year the voucher is going to be a little bit more and the schools are going to raise their price a little bit more, just like...
So they'll have to raise property taxes in order to handle that?
I mean, we have the same problem with the public school. I think private education is, like, normally about half of what public education
usually
is. Yeah. So.
And, you know, the point is solid. College costs are enormous. It's amazing what they, you know, give to these colleges. These state-funded colleges get an incredible amount, and then private colleges get a phenomenal amount of money from people. It like three times what state colleges get. So I understand where you're coming from on the point of price, but I still think that the competition will increase the level of education. We've got crap for education.
Luke, what do you have to say to the competition claim on Manwich's part?
I don't know which is worse, you know, to have a higher cost to the taxpayers or, you know, schools that aren't as good. I don't think either one is a good solution.
I got to go with what Manuel shot me an email or an IM over the break, and he pointed out that this is essentially just a sidestep. I mean, it's a slight modification to the system. It's not going to benefit. It's going to benefit some people, and it's going to hurt others, just like any other government program. It's going to hurt the taxpayers.
It does hurt the taxpayers, but the taxpayers are already getting hurt.
Well, yes, they are, but that's not justification to continue hurting them.
No.
I can't support continued violence in this particular case.
I don't support it, but I would prefer to see a step towards the free market.
It doesn't seem to be a step towards anything, really. It's just a step.
But see, the other problem is that when this program is implemented and it fails, then all of a sudden it's the free market failing, you know. You know that old trick.
Yes, this is true. Luke, thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's typical of the government to point out a mistake, that they made and attribute it to the marketplace.
I think it's more the press that would make that sort of
statement. Oh, no, it's the press that reports on the government making points like that.
Fine. But you know, I think that this is one of those instances where the big libertarians, the libertarians that believe in all freedom right now, all freedom all the time right now, delivered to your door, those kind of folks stifle liberty in some ways. If you demand everything all right now or nothing, I won't discuss any steps with you, then what you're going to get is everything you've gotten so far. You're not going to see any progress. I got to say that I believe in incremental steps, and I think that this is an incremental step. I haven't heard anything otherwise.
I think progress can be made on this issue if people would just take more principled stands. I think if more people would take the principled stand that government does not belong in education, government does not belong in wealth redistribution, because that's what vouchers are. It's just centralized control and wealth redistribution. These people that are getting the vouchers are getting thousands of dollars back, which they may not be paying out in their property taxes. They might only be paying $1,000 out in property taxes in a year, but yet they get a net income of $3,000 to $4,000 for their school voucher.
You're not
it's communism.
You're not going to have anyone support stopping paying for public schools. I mean, you're going to have 1 or 2% of the population. There's actually a percentage that will support vouchers. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a possibility to stop.
What about homeschoolers?
Public
don't you think the homeschoolers would be behind something like that?
They
what about
ought
them?
To be. I'm behind you, Ian.
Uh-huh.
I want what you want.
Okay.
I just don't think what you want is feasible. I want to propel myself to the moon via my own flatulence, but I don't think it's going to freaking happen.
I don't see why this is not feasible, and if you can explain it to me better than Manwich can. 1-800-259-9231. Also, we need to look on the internet to find out about that. Your claim that the United States has the best health care in the world. Because I wonder about that. I wonder if maybe a place like Hong Kong or Singapore or something like that, another one of those countries that has more economic freedom, might actually be nudging us out and beating us.
Perhaps, but you have to ship a lot of things in there, and we manufacture most of we create these machines.
And I'd like to point out that if it wasn't for the federal regulations and all the state regulations on healthcare would be so much, not only would it be so much better, but it would also be so much more affordable. Because, yes, you're right, man, you can go and get all kinds of different services in the healthcare industry if you can afford it. They are so expensive. You want to go to get an MRI scan or just something simple like that? It's lots of money. And if it wasn't for the federal the government interference in healthcare, there'd be a lot more competition. New technology would be coming out a lot quicker as well, especially without the FDA around, and we really would have the best healthcare in the world. Right now, I'm not too excited about it.
MRIs were originally designed to be just like X-rays. You know, they were supposed to be cheap and affordable so that people can get this technology delivered to them.
If we could have competition, it would be. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog. Few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is Tuesday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We've got over an hour remaining, so plenty of time for whatever issue you have on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have our bulletin board system there with over 89,000 posts for you to surf around through, about 1,200, actually more than 1,200 people interacting there. It's all for free. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find a variety of different topics to discuss with the Free Talk Live listenership, the Free Talk Live community of listeners on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Well, a quick bit of research during the break there, a quick bit of Googling has revealed to me, at least, that your claim, man, which that America has the best health care in the world, is questionable at best. According to, and again, it depends on where you go and who you ask on this particular issue. For instance, one of the first things I found was an article written by, obviously, a socialist who was claiming up and down that America wasn't the best health care. But why were they claiming that? Well, because we don't have universal coverage. So, right. You know, and again, it depends on who you ask. An MSNBC article has a quote here, "No country scores consistently the best or worst overall, and each country has at least one area of care where it could learn from international experience." Another source said that the U.S. has the best emergency care, but not the best health care in general. So, again, questionable at best.
Well, I would think that a lot of what the sources that they're quoting in there is, in fact, the inaccessibility of certain types of health care to certain segments of the demographics in the sense that some people don't have enough money to get the best health care in the United States, which I don't – that's not what I'm referring to. I'm saying that you can purchase the best health care in the world here. And
maybe.
And from the statements that you've said there, it sounds like it's better than questionable.
I say it's questionable because this one says here. This one says here it's a study on the various different healthcare systems around the healthcare options around the world. That you know we're good in some areas, but not as good as the other countries in some other countries and in others. And the FDA
and
would
I'll
definitely
bet some
be,
of those others are delivering healthcare free to a bunch of reprobates.
That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about in various
talking about.
Different areas, man, which we are better in some areas and we're not so great in some other areas. So again, questionable at best. So. Back into the health. Okay, well, the health in regards to health care in this country, you got to agree that in this country, the FDA is stifling certain areas of health care. If it weren't for the FDA, we'd be really good in some areas. We'd have the best access to medicine. We'd have the cheapest medicines. But in this particular case, we don't because we have the FDA. In some other countries, they don't have a bureaucratic process for medicines to go through. So there's one real concrete example of how we're worse off than some other countries.
I concur with that point, but it does not speak to the point that I was making comparing health care and
getting
education
isn't part of health care.
It's not speaking to the point that I'm making comparing education to health care. There is no equivalent of the FDA in education because there's no one out there saying, you can't teach those kids that.
Well, actually, for the government school system, there is someone saying that.
There is for the government system, but there is. But
for private systems, there's generally not that.
And in the government system of healthcare, there's people telling you what you can and can't do when giving Medicaid and Medicare and all that other stuff.
Sure.
What I'm talking about is an overall baffle on what children can learn, and there really isn't. And that's why the FDA example does not speak to the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay. Well, there's no doubt, Manwich, that we have one of the better healthcare systems.
And we could have, by doing the voucher system, one of the better education systems in the world.
I don't know about that.
And currently, we don't. Of course you don't. It's all or nothing.
As it should be.
No,
and I think
it shouldn't.
I think
it stifles liberty. It stops liberty. You're not going to have freedom if you demand all or nothing.
Well, we have a situation in New Hampshire right now where two people, Kat and Russell Canning in Keene, have refused to pay their property taxes in protest of the government-run education system.
God bless them.
They homeschool their child. They have a 14-year-old daughter. And she's homeschooled, and it costs them a fraction, as far as it costs $9,000 a year for the government to educate per pupil. Homeschooling costs maybe $1,500, I mean, for all the costs of the books and the stuff that you
they
might
need. They
shouldn't
have to pay any property any property taxes towards education, in my opinion.
Do you think that they shouldn't be going through with this protest? Do you think they should just be good little citizens and work to pass voucher plans and that sort of thing? Should they just wait until all you incrementalists get yourselves in line for this?
What do you think that I think?
If I knew what you thought, I wouldn't have asked you, Manwich.
Oh, God. What I think is that I want the most amount of liberty possible in
this
area.
So you support what they're doing then?
I do absolutely support it. I just don't think,
you don't think anyone
that it's
else
going
to
go anywhere. I think that the government's going to try to take away their home and that not enough people will rally to their sides and that they'll end up facing serious legal trouble over it. I wish them the best. God bless them. I want to do whatever I can to help them. But I think that demanding of all or nothing only stifles liberty.
Okay. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. We will definitely keep you up to date on the situation up there in New Hampshire. And I hope more people join on board that particular protest. It takes a lot of courage to do what those people are doing and refuse to pay their property taxes. But it seems to me to be the most American thing you can do. To refuse to participate in a system of centralized wealth redistribution. I'm sorry, people. That's all property taxes are.
I don't disagree with you. You know I don't disagree with you. I think that the public school system's reprehensible.
Okay.
I don't like welfare, public school system's welfare. But I think that we have to wean people off of things. You can't just expect them to go cold turkey because they won't stand for it. They'll be after you with the torches and pitchforks if you're trying to take away their public school system.
You don't think that people would get it? You think that they would think that they're being insulted and attacked?
At this point, you're currently giving them something. Try giving somebody something every day and then taking it away one day.
Well, you're not giving
you're not the enemy.
Now, hold on. Not everybody has kids in school. You're not giving something to everybody. You're only giving something to the kids in the people in that have kids in school. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likens with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong-type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game. If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember you share the road. Hawking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. Wow.
What was that?
I don't know. Something popped in my headphones. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and it sounded like a lightning bolt struck far, far away.
It looked like a lightning bolt struck.
Yeah.
You jumped, you know, jumped out of your skin.
You know, that always freaked me out, man, which was one of the scariest things about being in the radio business was when, of course, especially here in Florida,
lightning capital of the world,
yeah,
in Central Florida.
Well, we used to work in a station that was out right on the water.
Well, it was practically outdoors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, on the Gulf of Mexico. And if it was lightning, if there was a lightning storm out and you were in the studio, you had to keep doing your job. And so you had to be touching the board and putting your headphones on, and lightning was striking outside, and you're 50 feet away from an antenna 200 feet up in the air, and man,
that'll give you a little fright.
Yeah, I'm glad we're here now in our cushy studio, yes, where there's no big antenna tower behind this this area.
Our studio bunker in Quantico.
Yes. All right. So you can join us on the phones, 800-259-9231. Over an hour remains here, so plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We ask you to vote for the show. We give you everything on our website for free. In return, we'd like you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. It's a once-a-month thing. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your votes real quick. All you need is an email address. Tell some friends to do it as well. Vote.freetalklive.com. Man, what show? You got an email.
Yep. It's from Ev. You mentioned Monday that all American contractors were mercenaries. I don't know if I said all.
Okay.
But okay. I have to say, I'm listening to Nick Berg's, after listening to Nick Berg's father, I can say that I believe wholeheartedly that he was not a mercenary. Now, first off, I thought Nick Berg was the reporter guy that got his head got beheaded.
No, he wasn't a reporter.
No, I got him confused with somebody else.
I forgot what he was doing.
I didn't even think that Nick Berg was one of these mercenaries we were discussing. I was trying to figure out what this caller was talking about in particular. Anyway, let me read a little farther. To say you didn't you don't feel for contractors who were tortured and killed will do nothing for liberty. I'm not saying that I think that all contractors are over there doing mercenary stuff. Some of them are over there to support the contractors doing mercenary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are probably over there because they think they have the right ideas in mind. You know, they have their heart in the right place. They're trying to help people.
Make a difference in the world.
Sure.
Sure.
Do the government's bidding and make a difference.
But when you enter a den of violent tigers, I'm not going to feel bad for you when you get your guts clawed out.
I really don't. That's the thing, is I feel that people should be free to go where they want. And do what they want, and I'm
take
okay
whatever
with that.
Risks they what
right.
they want.
I am not of the opinion that that Americans should go out of the way in order to protect these people. Case in point: the War of 1812, if I may. In the War of 1812, the British ships were attacking American merchant ships on the high seas, taking product, conscripting sailors, blah blah blah. And we got into a war over it.
And we shouldn't have.
And like I said before, I don't support any war that we were ever in, including the War of 1812.
If you want to take a risk by doing business overseas or a business on the high seas or wherever, then it's you that should be responsible for your own security. If the oil companies want to go get oil from some other country, they should have to pay for their own security.
We should only police inside of our own borders.
More coming back. Hour number three is on the way. The Patriot Act is in the news again. Also, Homeland Security, they're cracking down on T-shirt vendors. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.